家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with you.
今天早上跟大家来学习圣公兴旺的使徒教会。
This morning I'd like to share with you the topic which is the first priority of the apostolic church.
教会就是基督的身体。
A church is the body of Christ.
主耶稣已经升到天上。
Jesus Christ has ascended to heaven.
神赐给他至高之名。
And God gave him the utmost and the highest name.
但是他的身体在地上。
But his body is still on earth.
这个身体就是教会。
Which is the church.
那主耶稣，我们看他十二岁的时候，圣经描写他的智慧跟身量都一起长大。
The age of 12, the Bible describes both his physical body and his wisdom, a growth in parallel.
所以主耶稣的身体是会长大。
The body of Jesus Christ did grow.
因为这个身体有生命。
Because the body had life.
所以会长大。
So the body will grow.
那长大就是一种改变。
The growth of the body means changes.
今天跟昨天不一样。
Today and tomorrow are different.
明天跟今天不一样。
And of course, tomorrow and today will also be different.
这个就是一种长大。
And this is the progress of growth.
那教会如果有生命，教会会成长。
By the same token, if a church has life, she will also grow.
圣公会兴旺。
The circuit words will prosper.
所以我们要从使徒教会来学习怎么让我们教会的圣公能够兴旺。
Therefore, we will learn from the apostolic church about the prosperity.
因为今天我们教会的使命就是要复兴使徒教会。
The mission of the church is to revive the apostolic church.
所以神给我们一本蓝图，这个蓝图就是使徒行传。
God gives us a blueprint to follow, which is the Acts of Apostles.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
37节。
Verse 37.
使徒行传第二章的三十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
三十七节，众人听见这个话，觉得扎心，就对彼得跟其余的使徒说：“众弟兄，我们应当怎样行？”
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?
这里告诉我们，彼得在讲道的时候，有很多人在听到。
When Peter was preaching, there were many listeners.
那一次讲道非常有力量。
And that was a very powerful sermon.
圣经描写说好像觉得很扎心。
As described in the Bible, the listeners were cut to their hearts.
扎心就好像刀子扎在心里面一样。
It's just like a knife cut to the heart.
这非常的感动。
They were very touched and moved.
一个人的心呢，如果硬像石头一样，不会扎心。
If a person's heart is hard as a stone, and it will not be touched.
也不会受感动。
And it will not be cut to the heart, and he will not be touched.
那彼得讲道以后，大家会扎心。
After Peter delivered the sermon, the listeners were cut to the heart.
为什么？
What is the reason?
因为彼得被圣灵充满。
They were filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
The sword of the Holy Spirit, which is also which is the words of God.
所以神的道要发挥功用，必须有圣灵的运行，有圣灵的能力。
In order to function the words of God, it has to be moved by the Holy Spirit. So the words of God are very different from the words of man. So they ask Peter a question. What shall we do? This is indeed a very important and essential question. They were the Jews from all over the places.
那个时候有很多人已经是很虔诚在拜神。
Many people were very devoted believers, worshiping God.
但是现在他们问一个问题，我们应该怎么做？
Now they ask a question, what shall we do?
那三十八节彼得就说。
Stated in verse 38, Peter said to them,
说你们个人要悔改。
repent and let
要奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你的罪得赦。
And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
然后你们就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以在三十八节里面，我们可以看到一个关键，就是罪得赦。
In verse 38, we notice there are keywords, the remission of sins.
所以这些人问说，我们应该怎么做？
So when these people ask Peter, what shall we do?
Peter 说, 你要让你的罪得赦。
And Peter, in reply, Peter say, your sins have to be cleansed.
那后来一天就有三千个人受洗。
And later on, 3,000 were baptized.
这个就是使徒教会的建立。
And this is the establishment of the apostolic church.
今天我们为什么需要耶稣?
And today, why do we need Jesus?
有一个最基本的原因。
That is a very basic question, a very basic reason. It is because of our sins and transgressions. Why on this earth so many people do not feel that they need Jesus? They thought that they have no sins. When a person didn't think that he's a sinner, doesn't mean that he is blameless.
为什么?
What is the reason?
因为人要对罪的了解，基本上有两个很重要的方法。
There are two ways man need to know. Man will know his sins.
第一个是良心。
His conscience.
所以我们做错事，讲错话。有时候你良心会觉得不安。
If we do something in a proper parade or improper or doing something wrong, and you will be rebuked by your conscience.
那良心就是神的本性的一部分。
And conscience is partial of God's divine nature.
神把良心放在我们里面来引导我们行善。
So God placed conscience in our mind to guide us.
因此，这个良心告诉我们有罪。
So conscience will tell us that we are sinned.
良心如果不安，我们就生活不会有平安。
If the person feels very uneasy in his conscience, then he will not live in a peaceful life.
但是当时这些虔诚的人
，However, those very devoted people，
其实他们的行为其实都是很好。
And they all have good behaviors，
因为他们也在敬拜真神。
They all worship the true God。
他们还在守旧约。
They still keep the Old Testament teachings.
但是彼得的话在前面这一段话在讲一个很重要的事情。
But Peter tried to tell them a very important message.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣，你们把他钉十字架。
Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified.
他们把耶稣钉十字架，是因为宗教上的热心。
It's because the devotion of religion, the zeal of religion.So they crucified Jesus Christ on cross. And they don't feel guilty. Until the moment they were filled by the Holy Spirit, then they realized that they are sinned.
所以人会觉得自己有罪，这是圣灵的工作的一个结果。
So this is the result of the works of the Holy Spirit. Then the person will realize he is a sinner.
所以圣灵在动工的时候，神的灵感动我，我们自然就会觉得我们有罪。
So when the Holy Spirit works and we are moved by Him, then we can sense to our sins.
那有罪怎么办
？And what shall we do？
耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生。
Jesus Christ, only a sick person needs Jesus, needs God.
那个病是什么
？And so what is the sickness？
那个病就是罪
，which is the sin.
因为罪会使神跟人阻隔。
Because sin will create a barrier between man and God.
唯一能够除掉人的罪就是耶稣。
So there's only one way for the removal of sin, which is going through Jesus Christ.
所以当时这些虔诚的人觉得自己有罪就信耶稣。
So those very devoted peoples sense for the sins and they believe in Jesus.
好像神赐给他们一个证据。
And God also gave them a proof.
就是他们的罪已经得赦免。
And the sins were cleansed.
那个证据就是所应许的圣灵。
And that the proof or the evidence is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天教会的圣工怎么能兴旺呢？
And how can we prosper the secret works?
如果更多人被神感动觉得我们活在罪里面。
If more people are moved by the Holy Spirit, and realize that they live in sins. And they have no peace. And there is a barrier between man and God. That man will come to seek for the salvation. This is the key that for us to prosper the sacred works. In several occasions when we hold water baptism in Africa, in African countries, and there, it is very powerful. I personally witnessed in several occasions after the person came out of the water, he received the Holy Spirit instantly. He was filled by the Holy Spirit. And then he knelt and prayed for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and even longer. Because at the moment of the water baptism, his sins were cleansed and removed. And he's a clean person, then the Holy Spirit dwells and abides in him. So this is a very important proof. If our sins are cleansed, and we will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit as a proof. So the first question Peter asked when he was in Ephesus, do you receive the Holy Spirit after you are baptized? And they say no. So Paul asked the next question, what kind of baptism do you receive? Paul didn't ask whether you pray earnestly. So Paul asked immediately, what kind of baptism do you receive? So Paul joined water baptism and received the Holy Spirit together. And they say, we receive the baptism from John the Baptist. And the baptism of John the Baptist is for repentance. And it is good, but it's only for preparation. And later on, Paul baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ. And after the baptism, they received the Holy Spirit. So it is good for us to believe in Jesus. It's good also for us to receive baptism. But we must ask ourselves a question. When you believe in Jesus, have you received the Holy Spirit? If you haven't,
下一个问题,你受的是什么?
Then the next question is, what kind of water baptism do you receive? And why after baptism you still haven't received the Holy Spirit? Perhaps you received the water baptism from John the Baptist.
是好的,
it is good, but still incomplete. A person receives the water baptism for the remission of sins, then he will receive the Holy Spirit. Because this is the promise of Jesus. And this is a check that is promised by the disciples, by the apostles. Once a person receives the Holy Spirit, then he will serve as an evidence that he is the child of God. And this will become a proof of evidence that we can return to the Father. And we can receive the inheritance. So during the first water baptism, when 3,000 was baptized, is from the remission of sins. And the realize of sins is from the move of the Holy Spirit. Let's continue to read Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2.
44节,
verse 44.
信的人都在一处凡入共用，并且卖了田产家业，照着个人所需用的分给个人。46. 他们天天同心合意，恒切在店里且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。47节.
47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now all who believed together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had needed. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate the food with gladness and simplicity of the heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to church daily those who were being saved.
47节啊, 讲得很清楚, 主将得救的人天天加给他。
So the second portion of verse 47 clearly indicates that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
也就是使徒教会啊, 天天有人要信耶稣, 天天有人要受洗。
In other words, in the apostolic church, every day that people wanted to believe Jesus Christ and wanted to be baptized.
这个就是教会的成长。
And this is the growth of a church.
这就是圣工的兴旺。
And this is the prosperity of the circuit works.
因为天天有人要洗礼，要信主。
Because every day people want to believe and to be baptized.
那我们就要想为什么。
Then we have to think about the reason. Why after the baptism of the 3,000 souls, and many more wanted to be baptized? If we read carefully from verse 33 through 37, we can notice that they live in a very different lifestyle.
我们大家都很羡慕,
we always admire the family of the others.
很幸福,很圆满的家庭,
if you can see a very good and happy family, it's almost like a miracle.
为什么?
Why?
因为在美国破碎的家庭太多。
In the United States, there are too many broken families. And so among two couples, one couple are divorced. If you notice a very happy family, they live in peace and joy, and this family will indeed attract a lot of people. And how can we attain and reach that situation? So people use various ways. One of the ways that people try to do is try to increase the materials. So try to gain more materials. Then the family will live happily. A broken family is not necessary because of the low standard of living. That's one lackage of what? So what is that? So in this passage, we can find the answer. And the family has no love of God. A church is the house of God. So God abides in the church. Then this church will attract a lot of people. So let's take a look at why the apostolic church attract a lot of people. Let's read verse 44. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. 45. And sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need.
你知道,当两个人结婚,
when a man and a woman are married, so they are no longer living as an individual. Because they are joined together and become one body. So love joined these two parties together. But these 3,000 souls were all joined together. And what is the power? Because the Holy Spirit joined them together in love. If a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, then the love will among them.
彼此相爱。
Then the people will love together.
啊，人就
will love each other.
啊，人就能够啊，凡物共用。
Then they can share. Then they can have all things in common.
那这种生活就是一种团契。
And this is the life of so-called fellowship.
啊，请看四十二节。
Let's read 42.
使徒行传四章的第二章的四十二节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
这里说他们的生活有一个很重要内容，叫做交接，又叫做团契。
And so they have a very important life, which is called fellowship.
那什么是团契？
So what is what is the fellowship?
团契就是教会的信徒好像一个家庭。
Fellowship means that the church members live together like in the family, like in the same family.
常常在一起表彼此互相的关心。
And they are together and showing concern to each other.
彼此互相的帮助。
And helping each other.
彼此互相的代祷。
And prayer with intercession for each other.
这个就是团契。
And this is so-called fellowship.
那当时使徒教会就是一个大的团契。
So the Apostolic Church is a big fellowship.
那这个团契非常的温暖。
So in this fellowship, people can sense to the warmness.
因为所有不同的人在基督的爱的互相的接纳。
So people live together in this big family, accepting each other.
那这个团契里面，你可以非常发现真的是在灵里面合一。
So in this fellowship, people can really sense to the unity in spirit.
那今天我们教会要走的方向就是要团契。
So this is the direction that we should pursue for fellowship.
那我们教会才能够不断的成长。
Then the church will grow continually.
让每一个人来到教会，好像觉得好像自己的家。
So when everybody comes to this church, they can sense to the warmness of a family.
那这个关键呢，就是要神的爱在我们当中。
So the key is the love of Christ among us.
我们愿意接纳别人，像主耶稣接纳。
Then we will accept the others just like Jesus Christ accept the others.
我们愿意爱别人，像主耶稣爱。
So we will love the others just like Jesus Christ love us.
在90年代的初期。
In the early 1990s.
那个时候，凤凰城教会正在成长。
Phoenix Church started to grow.
很多人去到那个教会都感觉到非常的吸引。
Many people went to Phoenix Church could sense to the attraction of the church.
在刚刚开始的前五年
During the first 5 years,
差不多流失率非常的低。
There's very a few people left the church.
那大家一直在想为什么？
People begin to wonder what's the reason.
那个教会里面那个时候还没有注目传道。
At that time, there was no station full-time minister. Then they found an answer. Brothers and sisters know each other very well, just like in the family. What we're really concerned about is loneliness. If a person feels that he's very lonely in the church and he's neglected, and it is very risky. And he can be devoured by Satan easily. So this fellowship will join and bring everybody together. So every Sabbath coming to the church is indeed a joy. Let's read again verse 47 of Acts chapter 2.
说赞美神得众民的喜爱。
Praising God and having favor with all the people.
再看四十六节。
Let's read again verse 46.
说存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And they ate that food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
所以这一群人在一起很喜乐。
So this group of people, when they are together, they were very joyous.
当然这个团体很吸引人。
And of course, this community attracts people.
那这个喜乐从哪里来？
And where did they have this kind of joy?
我们看约翰一书。
Let's refer to the first epistle of John.
第一章,
chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章,
the first epistle of John, chapter 1.
第一章的第四节,
verse 4.
我将这些话写给你们, 使你们的喜乐可以充足。
And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
这喜乐充足就是表示百分之百的满足。
Joy may be full means that it's 100% satisfaction.
那这里说，我将这些话写给你们。
And these things we write to you.
所以这些话会让我们喜乐充足。
So these things will make a person full of joy.
那这些话是什么？
So what are these words?
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
第三节
verse 3.
我将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us.
然后我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ.
所以会让我们喜乐有两种的相交。
There are two kinds of fellowship that make us, that we will, that will have joy.
一个是神跟人的团契。
The fellowship of God and man.
所以我们在看哦，你唱很多的诗歌里面哦，最让你的心能够稳定，最让你的心会感动的是赞美诗。
So when you, if you sing a lot of songs, the only the hymns that will pacify you.
因为这个赞美诗在诉说神的伟大、奇妙、神的爱。
Because the hymnals praise and describe the love and the wonders of God.
所以我们在聚会的时候唱唱赞美诗，心里很高兴。
So during the service and we sing the hymn, we will be very joyous.
那你仔细看每一句歌词，你如果把它连起来，就是一篇非常好的正道。
If you try to study the lyrics carefully, they all can become a good topic of sermon.
那第二个就是我们的祷告。
Secondly is our prayer.
如果我们祷告真的有灵在感动我们
，If we are really touched by the Spirit in the prayer,
你会觉得很喜悦
，and you will also be joyous.
所以一个人如果得圣灵，常常在灵里面祷告，你发现哦，悟性祷告没有办法完全满足你。
If a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, you feel that prayer with understanding will not satisfy a person.
因为悟性祷告是别人帮你祷告。
Prayer with understanding is the prayer of the other people.
但是有一部分你灵里面的需要，别人不知道。
But the need of your spirit, the other people couldn't comprehend, couldn't understand.
那圣灵参透万事。
But the Holy Spirit penetrate in everything.
圣灵知道我们的需要。
Holy Spirit knows our needs.
所以当我们跪下来用圣灵祷告。
So when we kneel down and pray in tongues.
神的灵在我们心中感动我们。
And the Spirit of God moved us.
祷告完我们就觉得很平安很喜乐。
And after prayer, we'll be very joyous and we feel the peace.
这个就是跟神相交的喜乐。
And this is the fellowship with God.
非常奇妙。
And it's very wonderful.
如果你有一个很好的朋友。
If, say for instance, you have a very good friend.
有没有见面？
You haven't seen him for a long time.
坐下来谈论，这不是很大的满足吗？
And once you sit down and chit-chat with him, is this a very good satisfaction?
我们有一个最大的朋友。
Now we have the greatest friend,
耶稣，
who is Jesus Christ.
当你跪下来。
When you kneel,
你把你的需要告诉他。
And you tell him your needs.
你把你的痛苦告诉他。
And you tell him your sufferings and griefs.
你把你的孤单告诉他。
You tell him your loneliness.
你把你的软弱告诉他。
You tell him your weaknesses.
那神借着他的灵安慰了你。
And through the Spirit, God will comfort you.
让你感觉到他跟你同在。
And you will sense that he is with you.
赐给你力量。
And he will give you power and strength.
祷告完不是很喜乐吗？
And after the prayer, you will be very joyous.
这个就是我们来教会的满足。
This is satisfaction when coming to the church.
那第三个满足就是从圣灵来。
The third content is from the words of God.
神的话一解开就发亮光。
And when we read the words of God, we can see the light.
所以特别人在困难的时候，
especially when the person is in sorrow or is in difficulty,
我们常常要听神的话。
We should always listen to the words of God.
我记得有一个姐妹，
once a sister,
她说她的事业在最低潮的时候差不多要破产。
When she was almost bankrupt in her business,
那个时候她每天都要聚会。
And she attended service daily.
有时候她开很远的车子去聚会。
Even she drove a long distance to attend services.
她为什么要聚会？
And why did she need service? She attend service.
在那一次聚会里面，只要有两三句话。
So in the sermon delivery, if there's only just two sentences that could touch her heart, and she will gain strength and power. So even she was in tribulation, when she was in sorrow, the words of God will always give her strength. And this is the joy of fellowship with God.
所以啊，
So if we take a look of the apostolic churches, why the members are very joyous? Because they have fellowship with God. Not only so. And among the brothers and sisters, there were also fellowship. So what is the fellowship with brothers and sisters? Let's read again, 1 John chapter 1. Verse
3,
that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. So what does this refer to? In verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have look upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. And the word of life cannot be seen. But the word of life is in man. And which is Jesus Christ coming to the world. So to the disciples, they can hear and they can see and they can touch. So the fellowship is to tell what they have seen and heard. So what's the most joyous things when brothers and sisters have fellowship? And talking about God. And talking about the grace of the Lord. And discussing the glory of God. And also discussing the deeds and the works of God. So this is most content we received. Most content we received. So we noticed in the Apostles' Church there's peace, joy, and also blessings. And the church draw a lot of people. Let's refer to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter
5,
verse 14. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitude of both men and women. And indeed, this is the growth of the apostolic church. The more and more people believe in the Lord. Again, what is the reason? Let's read verse 12.
主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多的神迹奇事。
And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. So in the apostolic church, there were a lot of signs and wonders. And why this is so significant? Verse 15.
这个使徒的影子照在人身上了，病就好了。
At that time, even the shadow was on the sick people, they would be healed. 16.
许多的病人被鬼缠绕了，从耶路撒冷四围城以来，全都得了医治。
Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed.
所以我们可以看到当时的教会非常有能力。
So we can see that the apostolic church is very powerful.
因为有能力，所以神迹其实很显。
So there are significant wonders and signs.
因此有很多人。
And many people experience the power of the Lord, so they believe in God. In order for the church to grow nowadays, very important key is that we need the power of God. Many problems can be resolved. Let's refer to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. Isaiah, chapter 61.
赛亚书六十一章的第一节
，verse one， Isaiah chapter 61 verse one。
主的灵在我身上，因为神用膏膏我，叫我传福音给谦卑的人。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor.
差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的都监牢。
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Verse 2.
报告神的恩典和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
我们再看第三节。
Verse 3.
是华冠与锡安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤的灵，使他们称为公义的树，都是神所栽种，叫他得荣耀。
To counsel those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
这段圣经啊，在预言主耶稣的降生。
So this passage prophesies the birth of Jesus Christ.
是公元前八百年前神感动以赛亚先知写的。
At 800 years BC, God moved prophet Isaiah to write down this passage.
我们现在看啊，世界上有几种人，请问你怎么可以帮助他？
So let's take a look of how many, what kind of people that need our help. Maybe we are among one of these kind of people. A person, the brokenhearted. The brokenhearted person, not the physical body. And who can heal a brokenhearted person? Almost nobody.
那下面被掳的
those who are in captivities,
然后被囚的
those who are in prison, those who are bound, and who can help them?
这个被掳是什么？
What's the meaning of captivity?
被掳可以说被罪掳去。
They are actually captured by sins.
过着犯罪的生活方式。
They live in a life committing sins.
借着醉酒，借着用药
drugged, or using drugs,
或者暴力
and brutality,
这个都是罪。
And all of these are sins.
罪很有力量，把人抓去了。
So sins can capture a person.
使你不能够做你所愿意做。
And he has no freedom to do whatever he wants to do.
使你一直去做你不愿意做的。
And he wants to do the good things, but he cannot do it.
你已经被掳了。
Because you are in captivity.
你怎么办？
And what shall you do?
你想，我很自由，一直抽烟。
And for a person, if a person feels that he has the freedom to smoke,
但是你有没有自由不抽烟？
But do you have the freedom not to smoke?
罪已经借着烟把你抓去了。
Because you are captured by sin through smoking.
你觉得说我有自由，我不高兴我就生气。
If you have the freedom that I can get angry easily.
但是请问你有没有自由不生气？
If you have the angry, do you have the freedom not to be angry?
罪已经借着生气把你抓去了。
And sin through angriness had captured you.
你觉得说我有自由，我去嫉妒人。
And through anger, the Lord captured you, and you also feel that you have the freedom to jealous the others.
别人对我不好，我就恨他。
So a person doesn't treat me well, and I will hate that person.
但是请问你有没有自由不恨人？
Do you have the freedom not to hate the others?
你把那个人恨到底，到底你得到什么？
So when you hurt, when you hate the person until the end, what will you gain? Many people are bound by the sin of hatred. And who can release you? Nobody. How about sadness? Your parent doesn't like you. These things will really hurt you a lot. And who else can heal you? Or you are abandoned by your spouse. You are abandoned by your children. And you raise the children, yet they abandon you. And who can heal a broken heart? Nobody else can heal a broken heart.
太多了，这个世界太多这个心破掉了。
There are so many broken-hearted people on this earth.
太多被罪掳去的。
There are too many people are captured by sin.
还有被囚的。
And those who are bound.
这个囚就被关到监牢里面了。
Those who are in prisons.
那个是什么会把我们关到监牢里面？
What can put us in prison?
坏的生活习惯。
A bad life.
或者疾病啊。
Sickness.
被关到里面，你放出不来。
You are bounded and you cannot be then you have no freedom. And who else can release you? And those who mourn. So a lot of people use the anti-depression medicine. Because sadness and those who mourn. And depressions. And where can you get help? But Jesus said, and he comes to deliver the good message. And people will receive joy, peace, and be released. And this is so-called miracles. If man cannot accomplish through God, and it can be done. So during the time of apostles, many people wandered in the world and they couldn't find an answer, but they found God in the church. So they believe in him. Why did the apostle church continually grow? Firstly, the Holy Spirit moved among them and many people sensed the sin. And they tried to find salvation in the church. Secondly, church is the house of God. And there are peace, love, and joy. So many people are drawn to the church. Thirdly, church has the power of God. So broken-hearted persons, those who mourn, those who are bound, will be released in the church. So today, when coming to the church, we are going to experience the different graces and blessings in the apostolic church. May the Lord bless our church so we can prosper.